affordability is what I'm hearing at the door from people as their number one issue. To give some context to this, Canada's top billionaires got richer during COVID, gaining an average of $2 billion each, while millions of Canadians, including us here in Parry Sound Muskoka, lost their jobs and struggled with economic consequences of the pandemic. So locally, what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing is that our small businesses were shut down, but the multinational box stores remained open, paying their workers desperately low wages without paid sick days, and then had their $2 COVID pay enhancement cut back, all while the grocery store chains pulled off record profits. So this is an important context to understand when we look at, you know, what do we do now, right? So the NDP is a champion of small businesses and workers, not the multinationals. It doesn't mean we're against the multinationals either, but who we are looking out for is the workers and the small businesses. We believe that we should be taking all of the necessary steps to ensure that the schools and the economy remains open and that people should be able to work for decent pay. So increasing minimum wage to $20 by 2026 with stable, predictable $1 an hour increases annually beginning on October 1st, 2022 is a priority. So giving people good wages is the best intervention we can do. And then to help the small businesses achieve this, the NDP will bring in targeted supports for those that need them. Some of the areas that we are struggling with in small business would be some tenant control issues where rent is going up, but we're struggling to pay that, and insurance costs. Personally, my insurance has gone up 30% in the last 2 years. So making sure that we can balance those supports to small business and then to workers. The NDP will also be implementing an income tax freeze for the next 4 years for families with a combined income of less than $200,000. So this will be offset by increasing the taxes to the ultra wealthy. So those are like the multimillionaires, the billionaires, not the regular folks, not even just wealthy folks, like the very, very wealthy folks. That's what we're talking about. And part of why I gave that context at the beginning is that there is that wealth there to spare, that some folks have gotten very, very wealthy throughout this pandemic. Let's talk about housing. So what we're seeing, right, is workers leaving the area, being unable to afford work, and then consequently, businesses are not able to grow their businesses. So for the first time since I've been doing politics, I'm seeing what workers are saying they need overlap with what our small businesses are saying they need, which is human power in order to grow. So housing becomes a really big part of that. You'll hear people saying we just need to build more houses. We're actually doing a decent job keeping up with housing demand. In some cases, we're doing much more than we ever have been. The challenge is that we're too often building mansions on the water for cottagers instead of the homes that everyday folks can live in. So to that effect, what we need to be doing and what the NDP will do is end exclusionary zoning so that a variety of types of houses can be built in neighborhoods, including the duplexes, the triplexes, the tiny homes, the granny suites, the laneway houses, basement apartments, these sort of thing, right? This is what creates a dynamic enough community to afford the working class a home.